بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ہمارے حضرت والا شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دوران حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اقصد صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ کا کلام فیضان محبت سے ٹائٹل ہے نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن, وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن, نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر, کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر, رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کون جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر, خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر, ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا, کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا, مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ سپے ندامت, تجھے ہو مبارک یہ سپے ندامت, نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر, یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر, کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر, رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں، نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد، نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے۔ The title of this poem is the new jugs and goblets of that are being distributed. Normally, when a person goes to a tavern, Allah Ta'ala save us all, but in a tavern, in a bar, people are very, very happy. They are passing on the jugs of wine, of liquor, and they're filling up the glasses, enjoying themselves, becoming intoxicated, and doing all funny things. But here, a similitude is given. Here, this is not a tavern, this is a khanka, where a person gained the muhabbat, love, ishq, ma'rifat, the recognition and qurb, and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is here that is being distributed. And we make shukr, alhamdulillah, that with all the other efforts of deen that are taking place here in this madrasa, that madrasa is taking place, the ta'aleem is taking place, dars is taking place, hizb is taking place, the efforts of da'ud and tabligh is taking place, and together with that, the effort of tazkiyatun nafs and ikhanka. These are the places, the spiritual havens, the spiritual retreats where a person comes to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. That person who gives his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every second, every minute, every split second, every moment of his life, he gives his life. In other words, he sacrifices his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he becomes separated, he becomes distant from the fani buto, those who are of temporary beauty, that idols of temporary beauty, a person becomes distant from it. So a person who sacrifices his desires, every person has desires. It is a matter of channeling these desires in a right way. A person has desires, he gets married. A person before marriage, if he fulfills his desires in haram avenues, then he will get guna. On the other hand, a person who gets married, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he fulfills his desires, here he gets sawab. Subhanallah, how beautiful our deen is. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, the sahaba radiallahu anhu, ya Rasulullah, a person is gaining sadaqah, is getting reward. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, that had he fulfilled his desires in haram, then won't he get guna? Sahaba said, yes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he's fulfilling his desires in halal with his wife, then he will get sawab, inshallah. So how beautiful our deen is. Mullah Asadullah sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, na dekho sur rukho se zin nahar. But don't look at those women whose cheeks are very, very red. When they put their makeup, it looks very, very red, like roses. Paro rabbana kina azab an-nar. At that time, now those red cheeks of that woman should remind a person of the red flames, the burning flames of Jahannam. At that time, a person should say, O Allah, save us from the azab of the qabr, azab of the year after. To this time, this word is used very, very common, distancing, social distancing. And social means to be together. Distancing means to be separate. Yeah, distancing is actually distancing us away from our deen. Distancing us from our masajid, from the efforts of deen. Distancing us away from our parents. because of the virus that is taking place, they want to distance us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person now sacrifices desire for the pleasure of Allah, a person comes closer and becomes distant away from haram, from those idols, those dollies, those painted dollies, those women. On one occasion, the king asked Majnun that, what do you see in Layla? Layla is so unattractive. There's no beauty in Layla. So Majnun said that Layla told the king, you have to have the eyes of Majnun to see the beauty. So similarly, we don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we need to connect to those people who have the ishq and qurb and the love and muhabbat of Allah in their hearts. And this will transfer in our hearts as well. One occasion it is mentioned that Majnun was singing the praises of Layla. So he walked in front of someone who was performing salah. So after salah, the person became agitated and angry. He said, what's wrong with you? Couldn't you see I was performing salah? So he said, Maaf, I didn't see you. Then he made a very remarkable statement. He said, in the love of Layla, I became blind, I didn't see you. But you in the love of the Creator, of standing in performing salah before Allah, how did you see me? You're supposed to be connected to Allah in your salah. How did you see me? So Allah Ta'ala grant us the true ishq, the true muhabbat. Qurb ka lazzat chaka kar e khuda. Then oh Allah, grant us this qurb, this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Phir ranjduri na kar mein mubtala. No Allah, don't grant us this grief of committing gunas, and now you separate us away from deen. Many, for example, we mentioned the hadith, la'an Allahu an-nabi wal-mandur ilayh. Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon that person who looks and who invites other people to be looked at. For example, a woman dolls herself up and she looks very attractive. Why? She wants the comments of people, of men. She wants men to look at her. So there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, La'ana Allah, Allah Ta'ala's la'anat. And what is la'anat? Bu'ida anir rahmah. A person will come distance away from the rahmat and mercy of Allah. So this is when a person is committing guna. Many verses of the Quran al-Kareem. For example, the person who speaks lies, la'natullah al-kadhimin. The person who speaks lies, Allah Ta'ala's la'nat is upon that person. When he speaks lies, become distance away from Allah. When a person eats riba, interest, then become distance away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person cuts off ties with family members, then become distance away from Allah, the mercy of Allah. When a person joins stuff, then he's joining himself to the mercy of Allah. But when he cuts that stuff, and don't join the stuff, then he is cutting himself from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa khamar kohan to kawi tere lekin ilay jam wa meena ata ho rahe hain. The alcohol, those who involved in liquor, the more older the liquor, the beer or the wine, the more mature it is, then it more valuable becomes. Because more strong, more mature it becomes, more valuable becomes. But here in the Khanka, there are new goblets and jars of Allah Ta'ala's love is being distributed. Unfortunately, the khamar, kullu muskirin fa wa haram. Everything that now makes khamar of the mind, that intoxicates the mind, whether it is khamar, whether it is alcohol, in mentioned in the hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the times of the past there was one person, so one lady managed to get hold of him and she gave him three haram actions to do. She had option. Either he could commit zina with her, or there was a young child, either he could kill that young child, or there was a bottle of wine, he could drink that wine. So he thought to himself that the less of all these evils in his eyes, that he should drink the wine. And Allah Ta'ala made it such that this person drank the wine, he became intoxicated, he slept with this woman and killed his masum child. So this is the haram effects of khamar. And khamar also in today's times is the drug. How many homes are being shuttered? Young children are hooked on these drugs. Leave alone boys. Today they are rehabs for even girls. Allah Ta'ala saves the ummah. Allah guide us all. And these are the times of in December, January period, the New Year's parties, office parties, where innocent girls go, but their drinks are spiked. And then once their drinks are spiked, then we know what happens after that. The izzat is lost. And in one night, all future intentions they had, all is destroyed in that one night. So here, in this khanka, the goblets and the jugs of Allah Ta'ala is being distributed over here. Kabhi qalb dekar kabhi jaan dekar re ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain. So sometimes a person gives his heart, and sometimes a person gives his life. And then what happens in the name of love, then the person becomes loyal. Allah Ta'ala in his own way has mysterious ways of a person coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned of one person who went for Hajj, and his intention was to go for Hajj and to perform his 5 daily salah in the Haram Sharif with Takbir Ula. And it so happened he was struck with fever. And now he became very despondent. So Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi came to know about it. And then Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi so gave his message telling that Allah Ta'ala has granted him the reward of a king's Hajj. In other words, your desire was there to go to the Haram Sharif, but because of this uzur, of this fever, you can't go. Allah Ta'ala is writing a reward for you. So whatever good a person does, that intention a person has in the name of love, that person will get the reward. 2 days ago we lost a very valuable starting in the effort of Dawud and Tabligh, started by Chocha, the father-in-law of Maulana Abdullah Ishaq. Now he's gone into the mercy of Allah. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Imagine, he had his bag ready, the bag packed to go out in the path of Allah for Itillah. And his arithmetic son now after Maghrib Salah, Maulana Muhammad, and he was telling me that his father put even some health supplements in his bag. He was fit, he lost weight, looking forward now to go out in the path of Allah. And within 2 hours, he was supposed to come pick him up. But within the 2 hours, he was transferred into the mercy of Allah. So now, all that intention, respected brothers, he had to go out in the path of Allah, all is written for him. All that he desired, all that he will get, inshallah. So this is very mubarak death, this is. So, this is the death a person should look forward to. So when a person has his isk, then it becomes loyal. It does not become disloyal. When a person has isk, the true isk, that is, this is not infatuation or lust. A person in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will sacrifice everything. He will give his heart. He will give his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For his effort of deen also, he will give his life. Whether he's going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that there are 3 people Allah Ta'ala mentioned, dhaminun ala Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has taken guarantee for the protection. And one of those people, man kharaja fi sabilillah. That person who goes out in the path of Allah, then he is in the protection of Allah. So, very fortunate are those people who have good intentions. And if it doesn't materialize, Allah Ta'ala will grant them that reward, inshallah. Sometimes a person wants to come for itikaf. He wants to come spend 40 days in the month of Ramadan. He makes all his bandabas, all his arrangements. And it so happens some family member gets sick. A close family member, his mother gets sick, or his father gets sick. Now he thinks to himself, now I have to spend the time in khidmat. But he doesn't realize that in the khidmat of serving his father or his mother or his beloved, he is getting the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the love of the father or the mother, he's gaining the closeness and qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. When a person sacrifices his desire, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. That person who fears that he stand before Allah and he وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ protects his nafs from all evil, then what will he be about? فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ Jannat will be his abode. In one ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allama Alusri rahmatullahi explains, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That that person who fears Allah, Allah Ta'ala will grant him two jannat. We all know that inshallah Allah grant us, unite all of us in jannat or fidur. There is one jannat. How come two jannats are mentioned in this ayat? So Allah Ma'alusi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that that person who sacrifices his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will get be huduri mawla. He will get that, he'll feel the presence of Allah already in this world. And that jannat inshallah, which he will go, biliqai mawla. They will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who sacrifices his desires, that is why the title of this poem is be getting the way in the tavern, in the khanka, the goblet and the jugs of Allah Ta'ala is being distributed, where a person makes a mujahada. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explained from this verse of the Quran the Kareem, Allah yastabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Yastabi means Allah Ta'ala attracts a person to him, like a magnet. It how it attracts feel towards it. So Allah Ta'ala attracts a person towards it. So this is called majzubul salik. Majzub means Allah Ta'ala draws that person close to him. And then he becomes a salik, he walks toward the path of Allah. Then the other way around is salikul majzub. A person realizes, what wrong am I doing? How can I disobey Allah? So many favors of Allah upon me. The ni'mat of eyesight, of my hearing, of my heartbeat, the oxygen I'm taking in and taking out. So many ni'mat and bounties Allah has given me, but I'm using all His ni'mat for His displeasure. So now a person realizes, then he thinks to himself, that now is the time for me to change my life. Now he becomes salik. He walks the path towards Allah, then Allah Ta'ala attracts him. Like one person, he was walking, and he wanted to meet this person. He was in a balcony. He was a king. And he saw one Allah Wala walking. So he threw down a collapsible ladder. So he told his buzruk to come up. So when the buzruk came up, the king asked this buzruk, then how did you connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How you got connected to Allah? And he said, in the same way that how I got up to you. In other words, how you threw the ladder down, the collapsible ladder, Allah Ta'ala threw his ladder down of tawfiq. And I climbed it up and I reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person becomes a majzub, Allah Ta'ala, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْ مِنْ يُنِيبْ, Allah Ta'ala guides the person who intends to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as long as the person is sincere and wants to make tawbah and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala guides the person to make correct decisions. Allah Ta'ala guides him in this life. And Allah Ta'ala will guide him on the sirat of this life, that is the sharia. That Allah Ta'ala will keep him steadfast on deen, inshallah. So, as Hazrat mentions, hum ab ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe. Now we become truthful in our actions. We become truthful in our speech. And we become cleansed of gunas. And this is the barakat. The one buzurg said very, very beautifully that unke milne se yahi ek raah, that to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also one part. Milne wala se raah peda kar, as those people who have got connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also one way of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say very, very beautifully that nigaah wali ki ye taaseer dekhi, nigaah wali ki ye taaseer dekhi, ke badalte hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. But one gains a nazar of a buzurg, a pious person fell on someone, that whole person's life changed. The person came closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your taqdeer changed. Just by sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, of the Ahlul Bayt, that love that they have now transferred into their hearts. Kabhi pee rahe hain lahu aur arzu ka mita kar khud hi juda ho rahi hai. Kabhi pee rahe hain lahu aur arzu ka. Sometimes the person now has to drink his haram desires. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali asked a question. What is the question? He asked that when does the sun rise? And then the answer is given when the horizon turns red. When the horizon turns completely red, at that time the sun rises. Then he said in this parable, when a person sacrifices his haram desires in his, of his heart, of his nafs, and becomes completely red, then the sun, S-U-N, of Allah Ta'ala's marifat will rise in that heart. Just in that horizon it becomes red, Allah Ta'ala's sun we see it at sunrise, at sunset it goes down. But this sun is not only one sun, there is only one sun in this world, it is restricted. Some one place it is rising, one place it is setting. But when a person sacrifices haram desires, and that haram desires become red in his heart, then Allah Ta'ala's sun of one sun of marifat will come. Sun of qurb will come. The sun of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat will rise. So this is when a person sacrifices and drinks his haram desires. Mitaakar khud hi khuda ho rahe hai. When he himself now sacrifices desires, he becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person becomes Allah, Allah becomes his. To jay ho mubarak ke iske nadamat, nae baab ulfat ke ho wa ho rahe hai. That mubarak to you, glad tidings, mubarak, congratulations to you on these tears of regret. One of the people that will be granted the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah is that person, that rajulan zakar Allah khaliyan. That person is sitting in solitude and he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's regretting over his gunas. He's making tawbah, he's making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what happens? Fafa abat aynahu, his eyes, his eyes are full with tears. So that person who sits in solitude and he regrets over those moments of ghaflat and negligence, and he makes sincere tawbah, then such a person will be granted the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh in the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. And as Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, that when a person tears, then those tears that come on the cheeks, then he should try and take those, take those moisture of those tears and rub it over entire body. Why he mentions? Because those tears that come down, the fire of Jahannam is haram to touch those part of the body where those tears touch. So if the face is now made haram, so now if a person takes the tears and rub over his entire body, inshallah the entire body will be saved from Jahannam. And those tears, our great experience, this is an auditory receipt of Allah Ta'ala, of your dua being accepted. When the person cries in his dua, when the person at the time of tahajjud, there's no one there. There's no one to impress, not the wife to impress, nor your murid to impress, nor your sheikh to impress. You, it's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khaliyan. It's only between you and Allah. Those moments of loneliness and solitude, you are crying for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have the nadamat in your heart that, oh Allah, what a life I have led. What a life, what a terrible life I have led. Now you cry, those eyes, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the hadith, that those eyes who cries with the fear of Allah, such eyes will never enter into Jahannam. So may Allah grant us those tears, those moments where we tear in our du'as, we cry. One of the signs of the person's du'as are accepted, automatically he starts crying. So that's the du'a person, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Nay Babu Ulfat ki wa ho rahe hai. Then a door of love is open for him. The more closer a person comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more ishq he has, the more muhabbat he has, then not one door but many doors of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat will open up for him. Then he will find the doors of going out in the path of Allah, door of going out and sitting out in the company of the mashayikh, the door of sitting in some youth class, some adult class, or some door of sitting in the company of the pious. All these doors will lead to a person's muhabbat increasing all the time. So when a person in this life, you know, we buy a car, buy a brand new car, no sooner you drive it out of the showroom, then the value depreciates, the value drops. And as you go further on, then the value even decreases even further. But when in this line, when a person comes closer and more closer to Allah, the more valuable the person becomes. One person went to a showroom where they were selling sports cars. You know, normally the sports cars are very low. So there was one simpleton, a very humble person, simpleton. So he went to see the sports car. So he bent down to see in the car. So while bending down, it so happened that he passed wind. So the salesman came to him. So he asked the salesman that, he didn't know the salesman already heard the wind that came out. So he asked the salesman, how much is this car? So he told this person, you know, you're just looking at this car, the wind came out. If I tell you the price, something else will come out. So nevertheless, respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala grant us the true muhabbat of the Ahlul Naam, where we come and sit in the company of the mashayikh, and this ulfat, the doors of ulfat will come about. Ye shaan e karam hai ke na laiko par karam unke har dam ata ho ja rahe. Allahu Akbar. Day in and day out, we are so worthless before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet Allah ta'ala is still giving us the shaan, kulla yawmin wa fi shan. Every day Allah ta'ala is in a different splendor. Every second Allah ta'ala is showering us with innumerable favors. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala said one ni'mat. And one ni'mat, وَإِن تَعُدُّ to count one ni'mat. Everyone can count. One is one. But Allah Ta'ala, we don't realize, but in one ni'mat, there are counting of ni'mats in that one ni'mat. لَا تُحْصُوا You're never able to count. Yet Allah Ta'ala is showering us day in and day out. So when a person, sometimes we use all his ni'mat for the displeasure of Allah. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our heart, our limbs. Think every day of every moment, every morning, every evening, we are using all these limbs to earn the displeasure of Allah. But yet Allah Ta'ala is giving us. Allah Ta'ala is showering us. But when a person now regrets and he comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in today's time, if a president is celebrating his birthday, then he feels honored. And he feels justified. Now he starts seeing prisoners. Clemency from his side. Or there's some amnesty from his side. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that, but you never hear of a government giving him maybe a petrol station or a block of flats. Then now go. No, he'll just give him freedom and you have to sort out your own life. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Allah Ta'ala forgives our sins. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala converts all our sins into good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah Ta'ala, such a person becomes closer to Allah. A person becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's karam unke har atahura. So Allah Ta'ala's karam. What is kareem? Allah Ta'ala is kareem. That Allah Ta'ala grants more than we can even think of. Whatever we deserve. More than what we deserve, Allah Ta'ala grants us. More than we wish for, Allah grants us. More than what we are such people that because of our gunas, Allah Ta'ala will have destroyed us. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, in the end of Surah Fatir, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَةٍ وَلَاكِ يُؤَخِّرُ مِنْ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى If Allah Ta'ala had to take people to task of the gunas, then not a single human being, not any of us will be alive. But Allah Ta'ala grants us respite. And it is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And this halas that comes upon us is also Allah Ta'ala's mercy. It is like a wake up call. Like an example can be given. A mother now, she's cooking. Now she needs some potatoes, she needs some tomatoes. So now it's the time before, after Asr. So now she needs to, now she's running short. She sends a little child, go to the corner shop, buy those. So now the little child goes with the intention of buying those tomatoes or those potatoes, then in route now he sees all his friends, they playing marbles, they playing soccer, they playing cricket. Now he gets involved all that. So now the mother is looking at the watch. Where is my son? It's almost Maghrib time, and today's time also in South Africa, we know what the condition, the crime, the kidnapping, etc. So the mother becomes worried. So now she goes to put her niqab on, she goes out, she looks, and abba, she finds her son. Now what's the first reaction of the mother? She gives her son one son. And what will your mother tell the child? Have I sent you to buy tomatoes or have I sent you to play? So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala gives us a slap from now and then. So in the form of some tsunami, some catastrophe, some earthquake, this some virus. All this is a wake-up call for us. That, oh my banda, where are you going? Oh my banda, come back to me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that you can come back to me. Many, many ayahs you will find. In fact, there are four verses of the Quran al-Kareem. Allah Ta'ala mentions, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ And before that, Allah Ta'ala mentions His punishment, which were given to certain localities. Allah Ta'ala mentions all this. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So my banda, you can come back to me. محبت کی اختر کرامت دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں But oh, Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Hakim Sahib is addressing himself, then look at the miracle of Muhabbat. Look at, this is not infatuation, this is not matlabi love. Today, in today's time, a person has love for someone, why? Because he wants citizenship. He's a foreigner in a certain country, now they want to expel him, they want to send him back. So now, in order to beat the system, he gets married. Now he praises that woman, I love you, but all this, he is doing all this, why? Because he wants the passport. He wants citizenship. No sooner he gives the citizenship, now he doesn't want him to know her. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so, look at the muhabbat, the true muhabbat when a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that infatuation, or that love which is false. Ki sultan ho kar gada ho rahe hain, even if a king is able to become a mendicant, a person who becomes humble and simple before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah, what was his condition? He was the king of Balkh. And then what was his turning point? When someone knocked on the door, and when he came in, he asked, who does this belong to? This inn, he said, like an inn. So he said, this is not an inn, this is a palace. So who does this palace belong to? He said, it belongs to me. And before you, he said, belong to my father, and before him, my grandfather. So he says, this is not the end in what it is. And then the other episode where he heard some noise on the roof, and then he asked in the middle of the night, what's on the roof? What's the noise? He said, I'm looking for my lost camel. So Ibrahim bin Adham said, oh, you idiot, you're looking for a lost camel on the roof. How can you look for a lost camel on the roof? He said, who is a greater idiot when you're looking for Allah Ta'ala in the palace of yours? And then he sacrificed everything. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned one maqula of his. He said that if the people of the dunya, the kings and the professors, they only knew what lazzat, what enjoyment, what sukoon, what love we have in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will unsheathe their swords and wage war against us to snatch away that love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sukoon, that love, that rahat a person. That is why when a person commits guna, there is mentioned, لَذَّةَ أَرْضِ مِنِي إِذَّةَ دَائِمِ جَهِ لَذَّةَ أَرْضِ مِنِي For little temporary while, you fulfill your temporary your pleasure. And then what happens? You get caught, your izzat is gone. Yeah. Raat is yeh guna ke asar. This is the effects of guna. Raat zindagi gayi. That sukoon and the tranquility that you enjoying. Ala bi zikrillah. In the zikr of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, tatma'innu al-qulub. That the heart find contentment. But now you don't find contentment. Now you in all types of hardship. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ That person who turns away from my remembrance, from my ibadat, from my command, then his life becomes very, very difficult to him. And in one ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَهُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ That earth which is very vast became narrow for them. And they found narrowness in their life. Their life became very, very constricted. Why? Because all this was the asar of guna. So when a person does the ibadat of Allah, and like this whole poem is mentioned, that nadamat, that when he has that regret, and he comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not distance away from Allah. When the person is involved in guna, then he is becoming distance away from Allah ta'ala's rahmat, and Allah ta'ala's mercy, and Allah ta'ala's favors. But no sooner a person makes tawbah, a person comes back on the right path, then he becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he becomes of those people, of the selected and chosen bandas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among such people, inshallah. SubhanAllah.